Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Mrs. Grant and Madame Jewel by Jennifer Chavarini, narrated by Christina Moore. Prologue. June, 1834. The slaves froze when they heard the old master shouting from the big house, conversations cut off in mid-sentence, hands grasping spoons, hovering between bowls and hungry mouths. Even the little ginger-colored maid strained her ears to listen, dreading to hear her own name bellowed in anger. For a long, tense moment, she heard only the crackling of the fire from within the kitchen house and birds chirping overhead. But then Tom shook his head and resumed eating. "It ain't us," the lanky coachman said through a mouthful of oat porridge. "Something happened in the city, but it ain't nothing to do with us." Quickly, the slaves finished their breakfasts, scraping their bowls with their carved wooden spoons and licking off every last savory morsel before rising and darting to work. Only the little ginger-colored maid hung back, reluctant to return to the big house and whatever storm brewed within. She busied herself gathering up the dirty bowls and spoons and carrying them to the wash basin. But as she rolled up her sleeves, the cook shook her head. "Poppy can help me with that. You best be running off." Annie was only 20 or thereabouts, but she was the best cook in the Gravois settlement and proud of it. "Miss Julia be looking for you. Stay out of the old master's way and you'll be all right." Glumly, she nodded and hurried away. She found Miss Julia seated on the front piazza, frowning anxiously at her hand.